as most of you know, several weeks ago, we asked all of you as a congregation to suggest the names of anyone that you thought would be qualified to serve as an additional elder at the Four Lakes congregation. And a good number of you suggested the name of John Long as being a man here at this church who meets these qualifications outlined in 1 Timothy 3 and also Titus chapter 1. And we agree with that, and so 2 weeks ago we put John's name before this congregation, and we announced that, and we asked all of you for any objections that you might have. Knowing John as you do over the last several years, is there any reason why he doesn't meet these qualifications? And over the past 2 weeks, no objections whatsoever have been raised, but instead we have received a number, I'd actually say many, encouraging comments and very, very good supportive comments. John has, I know, and I know he's thankful for that. We are as well. And so this morning, John will join us as one of the shepherds of this congregation. And we'd like to invite John to come up to the front and have a seat before we move forward now. And I'd also like to ask that we all turn together to a number of passages. There are four passages that I'd like for us to look at together concerning the work of elders and also the role of the congregation in supporting the elders of a congregation. And the first one is in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 32. That's on page 1741 in our pew Bibles. If you're familiar with the book of Acts, you may remember in Acts 20, the Apostle Paul, he's been collecting funds. So he's been collecting money to take from these Gentile churches to go take back to Jerusalem because they're going through a famine. And so he's in a hurry on this trip. He's rushing, and he doesn't have time to go all the way inland to the city of Ephesus. And so he sends a messenger on ahead, and he asks the elders of the church to come out and meet him on the beach. It's an interesting passage. So he's just booking it through, and I don't have time, but the elders come and they meet him, and he has some words of encouragement that apply so well to all men who will ever serve as shepherds. And these are words that will now apply to John. Notice, please, Acts 20, verses 28 through 32. Speaking to these elders, this is what Paul says. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Let's look at a second passage here as well. This is 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4 on page 1899. And these are Peter's words of encouragement to his fellow elders. So he served as an elder alongside some of these men. Notice, please, 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And then let's also look at another passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, on page 1850. 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 14. These are Paul's words. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. And then one more passage is in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17 and 18. And this is on page 1886. And this is the writer of Hebrews and his encouragement to support elders in the work that they do. Hebrews 13, verses 17 and 18. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things.
John, can you join me up here, please? Since all of us here this morning are calling on John to accept this new responsibility, it's only right for us as a congregation to be very clear concerning what we expect from him as one of our shepherds. Therefore, John, we charge you, John, to keep the scriptures as your only authority, meditating on the word of God day and night, so that you will always know how to govern not only your own life, but how to care for the members of this congregation. We charge you to be a man of prayer, always asking God for wisdom and always interceding on behalf of this congregation. We charge you to be sensitive to the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of this congregation, to make every effort to get to know every member better, to bind up broken spirits, to heal wounds, to agonize with us in our prayers, to uplift us in our discouragements, to encourage us in our spiritual journeys, to help every member bear his or her own load, and to go searching for those who have wandered away. We charge you to be approachable by every member of the congregation. You will not be able to satisfy every request or solve every problem, but we are entrusting you with the responsibility of attentively listening to concerns that are brought to your attention. We charge you to keep the Lord Jesus first in your personal life, in your family life, and in your life in this community. There will be some dark days ahead, but there will always be some times of great joy. And we charge you to always put the trust in God and to keep your eyes on the goal. You must not be easily discouraged. We charge you to do everything in your power to protect this congregation from spiritual danger, not just from the outside, but from the inside as well. We charge you to feed the flock of God, to make sure the word of God is taught and preached faithfully. We charge you to regularly review Paul's words concerning elders in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, because these passages will remind you of the standards by which this congregation has called you out from our number to serve as one of our elders. As an elder, you will face many challenges, not only challenges facing the congregation, but also challenges to you, your faith personally. And so we charge you to face these challenges with love, grace, and patience. You face criticism, much of it put forward by those who never know the whole story. And so we charge you to always respond to criticism with restraint and tolerance, remembering that all things are simple to those who do not have all the information about the matter. As an elder, you will need to support and encouragement of your family, realizing that the service of an elder is often most burdensome to the members of his own family. We mention this because they too have been given the approval of this congregation. And finally, we charge you to be conscientious and serious in your work as a shepherd over God's people, knowing that all shepherds have a great shepherd to whom they will someday give an account for every soul in their care. As we ask John to accept this responsibility, we'd like to ask that we all stand together to show our unity as a congregation and to show our support for what we are doing here today. Let's all stand. John, do you accept these charges with all your heart, and will you meet these responsibilities with God's help and with the support of this congregation to your best of your ability?
Yes, sir.
John is now part of the eldership of the congregation. We'd like to dismiss John and his family to the entryway as we sing the song together, and we'll remain standing as Ray leads us in a closing prayer.
Blessed be the time that binds our hearts in Christian love. Before our Father, to me again. This glorious hope revives our courage by the way. While each is expectation lives and longs to see
pray together for this great event that we witnessed today. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for what has taken place at this congregation with the addition of a new elder to the Four Lakes Church. Father, we pray for our brother John as he begins his service to this church. Our prayer is that he will have a long and distinguished life as an elder at Four Lakes. Father, we pray for Denisha and Olivia and know that they will support him in this work, and we pray that he and his family will always meet the qualifications as set forth by Brother Paul in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. Father, we also give you our sincere and deep and affectionate thanks for the deacons of this congregation. We appreciate their service so much. We know that our work would not be as effective without these faithful men. Dear Lord, we look at our role as a faithful congregation in the capital city of this state. May we become self-supporting as soon as possible to begin to strengthen our sister congregations throughout the state. May we then concentrate our efforts on establishing more congregations in Wisconsin where there are none at the present time. We pray, Father, that all that has taken place this morning has been in accordance with your will, and we ask that you dismiss us with your blessings and bring us back to our next service on Wednesday night. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Chief Shepherd, we pray. Amen.